You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Rico Daily, and I'm Ronnie Mola. There's a lot of things that could go wrong on Thanksgiving. You could drop your turkey in the toilet.
Oh my God, the turkey's in the toilet.
Get off of there.
What the cuss word?
Or forget to thaw it and have to throw your turkey in the dryer.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, 100%.
I put it on permanent press.
Good, so you don't have to iron it.
Or maybe you're trying to give your friend a scare, so you put the turkey on your head and it gets stuck.
What are you doing? Is this supposed to be funny?
No, it's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be scary.
Get that off now.
I can't. It's stuck.
Well, I don't care that that turkey has to feed 20 people at my parents' house and they're not going to eat it off your head.
Well, whatever the case may be, you're going to want to be extra careful with your turkey plans this year. Because if you mess it up, it could be really hard to find a backup. Vox's Emily Stewart is here to explain. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Ronnie.
So, Emily, let's talk turkey. Obviously, it's the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving table, but just how popular is turkey?
Well, during Thanksgiving, it's very popular. So an estimated 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. The vast, vast majority of Americans eat turkey during Thanksgiving. You know, it's obviously the staple of the holiday meal.
So over the past few weeks, we've heard a lot about the messiness of the supply chain overall, but there's not a turkey shortage, right?
Right. One economist that I talked to was, you know, pretty adamant. Like, I don't like the word shortage, which is what he said, because it's not like we forgot to start raising turkeys this year, right? But what's really happening is you sort of have all of these disruptions along the supply chain that we've heard about across multiple industries. And so it's not that there's no turkeys, it's that the turkeys are in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So what are the unique challenges the turkey industry is facing this year?
So it's more expensive to grow a turkey right now because of the cost of feeding a turkey. You know, they eat corn, they eat soybeans. It's expensive. It's also complicated to process the turkeys because processors are facing a labor shortage. For people who don't know what a processor is, basically that's where the turkey goes to become not alive anymore, I guess. A nice way to say it, maybe. And shipping costs are also more expensive. And trucking, you know, again, we've seen this industry across industry. And some of the people I talked to for the story I wrote about recently, you know, a turkey farmer in Minnesota. He grows the turkeys on his farm, sends them to the processor. The processor that he works with has just been having a hard time finding people to work for them. And so that's a challenge. And some of the turkeys come back to his farm. Some of the turkeys get shipped out to the grocery store. Well, trucking, the turkeys is really expensive if you can find somebody to move them from point A to point B. And so it's just kind of this big conglomeration of kind of problems that add up. And the thing with like a Thanksgiving turkey, for example, is if the turkey gets to the store the day after Thanksgiving, nobody wants that turkey, right? It's not like we're eating whole turkeys year round most of the time.
What did Thanksgiving look like for the turkey industry last year? You know, the quintessential pandemic year. I don't remember hearing about any supply chain issues with turkeys then.
Well, last Thanksgiving was different too, right?
Record high number of hospitalizations on this holiday. Nearly 90,000 patients separated from their families. Hospital workers are urging everyone to wear masks and maintain social distancing.
So if you think about last year, it was we were at a different point in the pandemic, the vaccines weren't out. So a lot of people weren't gathering in bigger groups. And so let's say maybe in previous years, if 20 people would get together, right? And they would want one big turkey for Thanksgiving. Last year, maybe those split into, you know, four gatherings of five people, like the immediate family, right? So there was a real demand for smaller turkeys last year.
Well, Thanksgiving is just a month away, and many families are making plans for a different type of celebration this year.
The Minnesota Turkey Growers Association says that grocery stores all over the country are requesting smaller turkeys in addition to the usual larger birds.
And this year, you know, we don't really know what the demand for turkeys will be. People in the industry that I talked to, they think that people are going to be gathering more this year, and that would maybe translate to slightly bigger turkeys, but you know, nobody's quite sure. And I talked to a guy who owns a meat store in Queens, and he said, you know, last year he had all of these big birds left over because everybody wanted the small ones, and now this year nobody wants the small ones. And so it's hard to gauge because we kind of don't know exactly, like so many things in the economy right now.
So we have no idea what kind of turkeys people want this year.
I mean, some people said medium. I don't know. Like, nobody's going to know until Thanksgiving, basically.
You mentioned something called the bullwhip effect in your article. What does that mean?
It basically means an unanticipated change in consumer demand that causes ripple effects across the system. And I do think it's also important kind of when we're talking about this turkey issue, which sounds kind of silly, but it takes some time to grow turkeys. And there's a lot of planning ahead that goes on in this. And so, like, again, the meat store that I talked to in Queens said, you know, he was basically having to guess what he was going to need back in August when the Delta variant was, you know, obviously spreading more than maybe it is now. And we didn't know if there was going to be Thanksgiving. So just the whole kind of supply chain is out of whack. And it's you know, the people selling the turkeys are kind of guessing and consumers are guessing, too.
OK, so the big question is, are we going to have any trouble buying turkeys? Say we want a turkey. Will we be able to get it this Thanksgiving?
I think the best way to think about this is like, yes, you'll probably be able to find a turkey for Thanksgiving, but it might not be the turkey of your dreams. You know, you do need to be a little bit flexible with the size, is what some people said to me. Like, in the chance that you show up at the store and all that's available is like a big turkey, to be honest, you might just have to get the big turkey and like learn to love turkey leftovers. You know, and like some of this advice is just really common stuff. Like, people should shop early. Like, you can get your frozen turkey now. If you want a fresh turkey, they're not out yet, but you could try to reserve it. You know, just kind of anticipate that it might be a little bit complicated. And I do think we also probably should note that your turkey will probably be a little bit more expensive this year. It's not super clear how much, because a lot of the time turkeys are what's called a loss leader in grocery stores, which means that the grocery stores will give a discount on them or some sort of deal on them because they want you to come into the store assuming that you're going to buy the rest of your Thanksgiving meal. Even if your turkey's not a ton more expensive, because we're not quite sure how those discounts are going to pan out this year, the rest of your Thanksgiving meal is going to be more expensive because everything's more expensive right now.
Okay, so shop early, lower your standards, and, you know, just love the turkey you have.
Love the turkey you have.
All right, thanks, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
My name is Ronnie Mola. Thank you for tuning in to Recode Daily. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinoza and engineered by Paul Robert Mounsey.